Senator Whitehouse, a New York Times CBS News poll out today shows Americans are increasingly concerned about terrorism. Do you think President Barack Obama was too slow to recognize the threat posed by ISIL?
I think that he was certainly too slow to recognize the need to communicate with the American people what was going on. I think if you're the president and you're getting national security briefings every minute and you're in the Situation Room and your military are running a very complex program to try to deal with ISIS, it's easy to think, okay, you know, we got this, and not understand that the American public is not in that room with you, is not being briefed by those generals, and doesn't understand the extent of the effort and the extent of the success, actually, in the field against ISIS and ISIL. Now, it's a long way from the kind of success that we want, but I think he's going to have to continue to explain what is going on to the American people so that we have a really strong sense that our military, who we're all very proud of, are being deployed in effective ways. And I think that they have been.
This New York Times poll also suggests that fears about terrorism are fueling support for Donald Trump. Do you think he will be the next GOP nominee for president?
Something would have to change for him not to be. He has a very, very significant lead. It's worth remembering that the GOP primary Trump voters who are being polled amount to a very small part of the American population, like single digits. So they're not really a reflection of where American sentiment lies, which is both reassuring when you consider the type of awful stuff that Mr. Trump is saying, but also a significant problem for the Republican Party. Because if he doesn't get any more votes in the general election than he is getting in the primary election, it's going to be a landslide against the Republican Party. And everybody I know who is a Republican who I've spoken to about this have said that they are gravely concerned about what this means for their party. So the prospect, I think, of a brokered convention where the party gets together and decides on a new candidate is real for the first time in decades.
Senator Whitehouse, the governor of Connecticut has announced an executive order to ban gun sales to people on federal watch lists. Are there steps congressional Democrats and Republicans can agree on to reduce gun violence?
Boy, you would like to think so. There was a bipartisan bill to clean up the background check loopholes, and the NRA decided to turn on the two authors of it who had good records with the NRA and stop that bill dead in its tracks. And we've been unable to get what seems to me to be just a unbelievably obvious proposition, which is that if you're on the no-fly list or on the terrorist watch list, you should not be able to go into a gun shop and buy guns or explosives in this country. And they're jamming us up on that. It's a sad testament to the power of the NRA over Congress.
Let's turn now to another issue that you've made a priority, and that's climate change. Nations have been meeting in Paris for a UN summit on climate change. Will these nations have the will to achieve goals that can actually slow climate change?
I think that they will. You know, here in Rhode Island, we see our fisheries moving about in really unprecedented ways. We see the sea level 10 inches higher at the tidal gauge at Naval Station Newport. We see the bay significantly warmer and the winter flounder fishery gone. We're seeing things happening now resulting from climate change, and we're not alone in that. All around the world, people are seeing these same things. And in the cases of some low-lying and island nations like Bangladesh and like the Marshall Islands, they're looking at very significant catastrophes, indeed the removal in some cases of their country from the face of the earth. So I think across the world, people really get this. The one problem area has been that the fossil fuel industry has applied itself with extraordinary force in Congress. And that's a very unfortunate thing. And that's one of the reasons that I went over with this group of 10 senators to let the people who are at the conference know that despite what they're reading about what's happening in Congress, we're going to have the president's back. We're going to protect the Clean Power Plan. We're going to protect the Clean Air Act, and we're going to protect the deal in Paris. It's too important to fail.
Senator Whitehouse, wages for American workers have been stagnant for decades despite increased productivity. What can be done about that?
Well, the bottom line to me is that the folks who are doing very, very well exert enormous power in Congress, and they have devoted that power not to growing the economy at large, but to protecting their strong position as a, upper percentage of the economy. And the fights that we have to raise the minimum wage so that somebody who's working full-time isn't living in poverty, I don't know why that's not an easy call to join the rest of the world in making sure that there's parental leave for workers. That shouldn't be a complicated call. Something like 82% of Americans support that. And yet the forces, the powers that be, don't want that. What they're interested in is lifting restrictions on Wall Street, lifting restrictions on polluters, tax breaks that allow the guy who's getting out of his limo on Park Avenue in New York to pay a lower tax rate than the guy who's holding the umbrella over his head. That's just a disgrace. And I think one of the good things about this coming election is that Americans have really woken up to that. I think we're going to have a much stronger hand to play to try to break the grip of some of these special interest provisions that have distorted our economy so that the only winners in it are the people at the top already.
Congress did just manage to pass major education legislation, and you were part of that negotiation. Are there other issues that you have hope that Republicans and Democrats can come together on?
I think there are actually a lot. We just passed a pretty significant piece of cybersecurity legislation. I think there's more to come on that. There is going to be, I think, significant work on healthcare coming up. We're just leaving an environment in which you couldn't have a conversation about healthcare in Washington, because the conversation would just collapse into repeal Obamacare, don't repeal Obamacare. That's not very nuanced. That makes it hard to have a sensible conversation about things like how people are treated when they're sick at the end of their lives, how we can drive the system away from one that pays doctors the more they do to you to one that pays doctors the more healthy you are. Those sorts of changes, I think, have broad agreement, and I think we'll be doing a lot of legislation on that. We just had 6 hearings in my Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on health information technology, which is the baseline, the infrastructure for a reformed delivery system in healthcare, and nobody was yelling about Obamacare, and we really looked at the issue, and there's going to be legislation there. So for all the partisan fights and bomb throwing that takes place, there's actually a pretty steady drumbeat of regular work being done and legislation being produced.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse represents Rhode Island in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.